Mayor Barrett gave a preview of city budget challenges Tuesday night. He told about 100 people at the Zeidler Municipal Building that the city faces a dire budget situation for 2018 and calls the current fiscal model unsustainable. Barrett says in the past few years, pension costs that the city pays to retirees have skyrocketed, while the state has cut back on shared revenue payments to municipalities.
So it's really a question of priorities. And clearly, and I think probably members of both parties would say this, local government is not a priority for state government.
In addition, Barrett says police costs are on the rise. At the same time, the city has its hands full addressing other serious problems.
Like the lead in the service line laterals, the condition of our infrastructure, the health challenges that we face. All of those are issues that really go to the quality of life in this city. But the Pac-Man that's eating everything right now is public safety. And unless we have some type of relief valve, we are going to be very, very challenged heading into the next budget.
Barrett says the city needs a new revenue source to continue to pay for essential services. So he announced that he'll ask the Republican-controlled state legislature for permission to put a referendum on the April ballot. It would ask voters if the city could collect a half-cent sales tax with the money put toward public safety and crime prevention.
Unless there is an additional revenue source that is not tied to the property tax or shared revenue, you are going to see dramatic cuts in services that I think these residents, that our residents, don't want to see, and I certainly don't want to see either.
Barrett says if voters approved the sales tax, the city would avoid having to cut 84 police officers from the budget. The crowd dispersed quickly after the mayor's speech, but a few people stayed behind and showed their support for the sales tax idea, including Police Chief Edward Flynn. He says the tax would allow the city to capture revenue from more people who benefit from city services.
We have hundreds of thousands of visitors and tourists here every year, and we police them and protect them. And I think it's only reasonable that given the amount of revenue that they bring to the city, that some of that stay behind for protective services.
Flynn says he hopes the legislature allows the question on the ballot for next spring. Milwaukee Police Union President Mike Crivello says he thinks legislators would be open to the idea.
I know that Madison has a vested interest in the success of Milwaukee, so I'm certain that they too would listen keenly and involve themselves very carefully to make sure that it was constructed properly.
While Crivello sounds confident, it's uncertain how state lawmakers will respond to Barrett's proposal. The legislature is controlled by Republicans who have resisted proposals that could result in a tax increase. Mayor Barrett will formally present his budget plan on September 26th, followed by a public hearing in early October. The Common Council is scheduled to vote on the budget November 12th. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.